Number six, when can what effects of a two-factor design be causally interpreted? Well, a main effect can be causally interpreted whenever that main effect has been randomly assigned, manipulated, and there are no confounds. And the usual stuff applies. Shorter term, well-controlled studies are more likely to have ongoing equivalence. Long-term studies in settings that make control difficult are less likely to be causally interpreted. But whenever that IV has been randomly assigned, manipulated, and there are no confounds to that IV, that main effect can be causally interpreted. Also, the simple effects of that variable can be causally interpreted. You can only causally interpret an interaction when you can causally interpret differences between causally interpretable simple effects. And I do want you to memorize that. Sure. An interaction is causally interpretable when you can causally interpret the differences between causally interpretable simple effects. Now what this boils down to, and the rule that most of us carry around in our heads is, if you can causally interpret both main effects, you can causally interpret the interaction. The reason that works is, if you can causally interpret one main effect, you can causally interpret its simple effects. And if you causally interpret the other main effect, you can causally interpret the difference between simple effects of the other variable across conditions of that variable. And so one is the rule, the other is how the rule works. I'd like you at least for a few minutes to have the why it works rule in your head. Because that's the one that is really worth carrying around, even though it's a little wordy.